With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Today's five-star review, titled Amazing Podcast by Improv99. As an entrepreneur, this podcast has taught me so many things for my business, and I love the personalities and positive attitudes of both Shaleen and Brock. I highly recommend this podcast.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shaleen Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Quick Tip Tuesday, recorded from the comfort of my front seat. Hey, thanks for going for a ride for me today. The reason why I needed to record this one in my vehicle is because it's too hot of a topic for me not to immediately go to podcast and make certain that you're hearing this message. In particular, if you have something to promote, which I believe 90% of my audience does. If you're listening to Build Your Tribe, you likely have your own podcast or there's something you're promoting. Here's what I want you to know. I recently did a poll to my Instagram community and I had over 22,000 people reply, which is amazing. Now, the reason why I did the poll is because I started thinking about the people who I follow, some of which are my students or colleagues or people in my industry. And I noticed, I'm like, I love this person. I actually know this person. I really love them. And I cannot stomach their Instagram story content. I don't understand how they have anyone actually watching their stories when every other post feels like self-promotion. It's too heavily slanted in that direction. And I noticed that a lot of us, we just tend to do, I mean, we all do this. I find myself doing it too. You see what someone else is doing. For example, I have a podcast. So do many of my colleagues and friends. You know, like everyone nowadays has a podcast, right? And so what you see people doing is sharing the repost of anyone who's taken a screenshot of their podcast and made a comment about it and posted it to their own social media, which is a really cool thing to do. And it's something that we, in fact, encourage people to do here on Build Your Tribe. But there's a difference between how you reshare that and how often and how many times you do that. And so, you know, there's quite a few people who I follow. I notice that it's like they're doing like 20 of these a day or 10 a day or maybe it's 5 a day, but it's every day. So it feels like a million. It's just too much. And you're not giving me, you're not actually coming on. Like, I would much prefer if you shared like two or three of those and then you got on and actually told me why I should listen to that podcast. Like, in your own words. And also why I don't need to listen to it if it's not for me. Like, that is what I would call serving your audience. Another example of this is, again, a friend, a colleague, people that I know, who when they have, I understand that when you're leading up to a book promotion, you've got to do a lot around the book. But there's a way to do it in such a way that you're serving your audience. Hopefully, you've written a book that serves your audience. So if everything that you're promoting is about you writing the book, is about, you know, the press that you're doing around it, is about your photo shoot for it, that's self-promotion. In other words, it's not serving your audience. Yeah, you got to do a little bit behind the scenes, but instead, you're writing a book of which the content, I assume, is intended to serve your audience. So share with us specifics, tips, content from the book, and let them know, you know, and this is the kind of thing that you're going to find in my book and a lot more. That's a way to do promotion that's actually serving, not just promoting. You know, I see too many authors, what they've done is they've copied, I don't even want to say the name, but they've copied like maybe the most well-known person at the moment who's written a book, who has maybe shared every single photo of every single person who's ever posted a photo of themselves holding their book. And that's cool. But in the process, while you've honored the people who did that post, what you've done is dishonored all the other people who are following your stories who are like, that's great, but it doesn't serve me. That's awesome you sold a book, but how does that help me? Yeah, again, you need to promote your book. Absolutely. You need to get people on your email list. And in doing so, you have to promote your freemium. But how you do that either feels pushy, salesy, and self-serving, or it actually feels like you're serving your audience. Y'all, we need to stop before we post and say, am I just trying to make myself look better? Am I trying to honor the person who posted this? Or am I trying to serve my greater audience? 80% of the time, your content needs to serve your greater audience, and it can serve them in less profound ways than what you think. It's serving your audience to show them who you are and what you're about and a slice of life. Give them some comedy, give them some humor, give them some motivation, inspiration, a tip, a hack, a suggestion. Give them your analysis or a review on something that you've purchased where, oh my God, can you believe it? I'm not getting a promotional cutback from this. I'm not getting anything from this, except I did the research and I want to share it with you. This has been my experience. Like, that's called serving your audience. 1,000% you have to promote. You have to get people on your email list. That's why we use social media. We're not just using social media to be social. We're doing it to serve. And of course, there sometimes means it needs to be a direct call to action. But how you frame it, how you position it, how often you do it is everything. If you get this weird feeling like, is that too salesy? Ooh, should I be promoting this again? If you're getting that sensation, then the answer is obvious and you need to not do it. Because I'm telling you, it's going to create a backlash. People will mute your stories. Even if you're not losing followers, you're going to lose your engagement on your stories. And that's what happened on Facebook, right? Like, everyone started turning their Facebook content into self-promotion. And we all said, yeah, Facebook's boring. Reason why we like TikTok right now at the moment and a lot of Instagram stories is because they feel real, authentic, inspired in the moment. You know, if you've got an event that's a year away and every single post for a year, every day you're posting about that event, it's too much. It also tells me you're desperate, right? Like, okay, here's an example. Marketing Impact Academy. That event is in, I'm going to mess it up. Is it in March? I should totally know this, but I'm in my car and I can't look at my phone right now. So anyways, all I can do is tell you this. We are 90% sold out, and I've talked about it 2 times on my Instagram stories.
Sorry to interrupt, but this is Kristen, Shalene's podcast manager. I thought I would help her out with the dates for Marketing Impact Academy Live. It will take place on May 29th through the 31st here in Orange County, California. So if you're an MIA student and have not gotten your tickets, you better do it quickly because we will sell out. And if you've already gotten your tickets and want to experience something a little more special, check out our VIP packages. You get to spend extra time with Brett and Shalene, our exclusive lunches, and our exclusive dance party, which is off the hook. So make sure you check that out. Now back to the show.
Would I love to be already sold out for that event? Yeah, but I'm not going to shove it down people's throats on my Instagram stories at the risk of devaluing people's attention. You know, so that's my word of warning to everyone who is a podcaster, an author, a motivational speaker, someone who hosts events, someone who has something to sell, your freemiums, all of those things. Practice the Pareto principle, meaning less than 20% should be promotion. 80% when you hit send, when you hit post, you should be very clear that the intention and the goal and the way that's received is that you're serving your audience. All right, that's it. I promise to be a quick tip. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Y'all, keep your Instagram stories fun. I'll talk to you Thursday. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go, and that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce
a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We've figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.